Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 11th. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 34,850 head to be offered, including 12,000 head of yearling steers, 7,200 yearling heifers, 10,000 weaning calves, and 4,300 beef dairy crosses. For more details about this offering, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
Well, with commodity prices looking good right now, Oklahoma State University Extension grains market analyst Dr. Kim Anderson says that big purchase from China a couple of weeks ago sure helped with those prices, and that right now countries are increasing their stocks.
I think it does, and that purchase of the highest corn purchase since 1991 has something to do with it. But there's more than that. You got to look at is why are they purchasing that? Now, China's purchasing corn because they've got their African swine flu problem pretty much solved. They're building their hog stock. They've got to have corn to feed that. But there's some other reasons back behind that. Countries are building their stocks. They're increasing stocks in redundancy because one thing world leaders know, if they don't feed their people, if food's not there, then they're going to have problems in their society. So, country, and with COVID, the transportation system was disrupted, and they are afraid that if that continues and that disruption's there, then they won't have food and product for their citizens, and the citizens will rebel on that, and then they will lose power and they'll upset their economies and stuff. So there's a lot going on out there right now why we have higher prices.
Anderson said he's not sure how long these prices will hang around, though.
How long is this philosophy of maintaining additional stocks going to last? Yeah. If that was to change, we're going to go back to where we are because we've got production going on. But China's demand, as China's economy grows, their food use grows, they go to a better diet. They've got to have more protein, more corn, more wheat, and that demand increases. China was determined to be self-sufficient in corn, and they were for several years. Right. But now they've got to import about 25% of their corn needs because of the increased demand from their consumers. And these higher prices, and I think they're going to last another year or two, it's going to give our farmers the opportunity to earn some profit.
Anderson said when this wheat reaches maturity, he thinks we'll be around $6 a bushel.
Well, we're around $6 a bushel, yeah. And that's relatively good. Is it good as 7 or 8? No, and we've been there, yeah. And we could go there. You get some short crops around the world with the U.S. stocks tightening up, with Russia putting on their export tax, with Argentina's export tax, with things going on around the world. You could tighten up the supply of wheat a little bit with the loss of a crop and the demand there.
You can hear more from Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 27th annual Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches on Friday, March 5th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Selling 470 Angus and 53 Hereford Bulls. All bulls selling have genomically enhanced EPDs, and all will be semen checked ahead of the sale. Attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and SLA TV. Sale book and video available at ExpressRanches.com. Remember Friday, March 5th, the date for the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.